All right, Ezekiel chapter 47, renewal and revival, drinking and leaking. You're going to see that here in Ezekiel chapter 47. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, verse 1 of Ezekiel 47, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east side, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" So what we have here in the first few verses is we have the south side of the altar. The south side of the altar is where the presence of God really was manifested. It was where the worship of God took place. The Levites were at the south side of the altar. It was a place of intimacy. It was a place of worship. And I want to propose to you that the water can only flow out of our lives as we are connected at the south side of the altar in a place of intimacy and worship with God. The water was coming out of the south side of the altar, this place of worship, this place of intimacy, this place of renewal. Revival comes out of renewal. You can have renewal without revival, but you cannot have revival without renewal. Revival must start in the south side of the altar experience, encounter, where we're actually encountering God's presence, his manifest presence, as our mission statement defines. Personal, regional, and global expansion of God's kingdom. How? Through his manifest presence. We must begin in a place of renewal to get to revival, expanding God's kingdom. For too long, the church has tried to expand God's kingdom without pursuing that intimate secret place and God's presence and flowing out of that place of intimacy. Furthermore, then we have too many who have gone into the innermost place, into that place of worship, into that place of intimacy, into that secret place, encountering God's love and says, "Well, I love it here so much, I'm never going out. I've determined I'm going to be an intercessor the rest of my life." Now, as I say that, I want to ask you something. Is there any place in the Bible that says that intercession is a gift? No. Intercession is a responsibility. We are all called to mediate heaven to earth on behalf of others. Every single person in this room is called to be an intercessor. We're all called to be in the secret place. We're all called to intimacy in Christ. So let me ask you another question. Is